Joe will try to kick one 100,000 miles. We're holding it on our own 49 and a half. Going to try to kick it 60 yards, plus a foot and a half, and Butler kicked a long one. Oh, my God! The stadium is worse than bonkers. 11 seconds. I can't believe what he did. This is ungodly.
30 years ago, Georgia beats Clemson. Between the Hedges, the late, great, fabled Larry Munson on the call there. May his soul rest in peace. Joining us, the man who kicked that 60-yard field goal and played 13 years in the NFL, was part of the 85 Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl shuffle, Chicago Bears, Kevin Butler on the waitforward.com guest line. Kevin, good to have you.
Good morning, guys. Always good to listen to you.
Well, when you hear that, what memories does that conjure up for you?
Well, I tell you, first of all, it's hard to believe it's 30 years ago because nobody ever wants to get that old. But me and my mom were listening to it, and she just couldn't get the math right. So I don't know if it is 30 years ago, but awful exciting. Brings back a lot of great memories, a lot of memories of the great teams that I got to play on and be around some great athletes. And you know, when it comes down to that kick, it was just a great culmination of a hard-fought game to get back in it. We were getting pretty much tooled by Clemson in the first half, and Coach Dooley got kind of animated at halftime and lit a spark under us. And we went back out there, made some big plays, and I think everybody just committed to putting it all on the field that second half, and we fought our way back. And as a kicker, you just don't want to let your teammates down in that situation.
Hey, Kevin, we're going to be talking to Coach Dooley at the top of the next hour. You got any message for the coach? And what is your most favorite sort of memory of Vince Dooley?
Well, you know what? It's so funny. You know, Coach Dooley always used to kind of give me a hard time and tell me to get out of the way, because every time we crossed 50-yard line, I'd kind of go up and just park myself next to him, and, you know, he'd bump into me sometimes, and just, I think he would look at me and go, "What are you doing around me? You're a kicker." So I was always just trying to be in his sight, knowing that, hey, if we didn't get to the first down mark, let's kick it. I was always just probably putting myself out there ready just to let him know that I was ready to kick. I was totally into the game. Coming from high school and playing football my whole life, I played many other positions. So it was tough at first just to be a kicker and kind of weed that out of your blood just so you're not so immersed in the game. But I think that that love of the game gave me an opportunity to be, you know, as good a player as I could be, because I respected what you guys did and what my teammates did, and I tried to get them to respect what I did.
Well, hey, you know, at least Kevin – when you left UGA, you got to go to the Chicago Bears, where everybody got, you know, they tied up their arm sleeves, and everybody, it was a big gun show, and even the kickers looked like football players.
Yeah, I tried to fit in. You know, those guys, you know most of them, and it was a team full of characters, and, you know, you either fit in or you were on the outside, and luckily I had some great teammates up there, and they embraced me, and they told me to roll my sleeves up, so I did it.
You talk about a motley crew, Kevin Butler, that 85 Bears team and how great that team was, the late, great Walter Payton, Dave Duerson as well, and Mongo McMichael, Jimbo Covert. What was the thing that whole season, and McMahon putting stuff on his headband, sort of going after then-Commissioner Pete Rozelle? What was, Buddy Ryan having his own little thing with the 46 defense, kind of separate from the rest of the team? What's the thing that stands out most for you about that team?
Well, you know, it really was the characters that you just mentioned. You know, everybody had their own persona. That team was as big as any sports team in the nation that year. Jim McMahon was, you know, he was the Mick Jagger of pro football at that point. Everybody wanted to find out a little bit more about him. And then you throw Walter Payton in there, the greatest running back that I've ever played with in the professional ranks. And, you know, from Ditka to Buddy Ryan to Wilbur Marshall, Dan Hampton, Mike Singletary, you could go right down. That was a very special collection of teammates. And You know, when you get in that locker room, they all were separate. But when it came time for a game, a very unified team, very one goal driven, and that was to win a championship. We didn't talk about going undefeated. We didn't talk about anything else except winning a Super Bowl. They had gone out there, I think the year before, out to Randy and then put a butt whipping on them out there in the NFC Championship game. The 49ers did mm-hmm. the year before, and they had dedicated themselves from that April right after the draft to if you didn't want to win a championship, you were not going to be around. And, you know, Dick led that charge, and then the players like Singletary, Peyton, Hampton, those guys took it over for their individual units, and it was something else to watch. It was a thrill to be with them, and all I did was just kind of stay in the background, and I got a lot of extra opportunities to perform that year because of our defense and the turnovers. So it was a dream come true. You know, you win it your first year, and there's nowhere to go but down, and that's what we did.
Hey, you know, Kevin, I my favorite memory of Buddy Ryan and Mike Ditka, we're at the Pro Bowl after that season. And Buddy Ryan, we're in practice, and it's like team period, about the second play. Buddy Ryan brings an all-out blitz, and there's no blitzing in the Pro Bowl. He blitzes a safety, a corner, a linebacker, and Mike Ditka looks over at him. He's not where he's on the other side of the group, standing behind the offense, and he goes, "Buddy, this is a Pro Bowl, man. There's no blitzing in the Pro Bowl." Buddy Ryan looks over at him and goes, hey, fat boy, you run the offense, I'll run the defense.
Yeah. I tell you, that was their demeanor all the time. I mean, in the Miami game, when we were getting beat at halftime, probably the 13th game of the season, you know, I know a lot of people have heard about it, that they squared off in the locker room at halftime because it was basically, you know, your defense is messing up. No, it's your offense is messing up. And here our head coach and our defensive coordinator just go at it in the locker room. And I remember Singletary jumping up and another guy jumping up and separating them. And it was like, you know, why do we need to go back out? Here's the fight of the fight right now in the locker room.
You must have been sitting there as a rookie going, man, this pro stuff's fun.
Yeah, I said, man, I think I'm going to go out and see what's going on at halftime. I'm getting out of here.
Wow, that is crazy. Yeah, that memorable Monday Night Football, Marino and the Dolphins. And you know what would have been great too, Kevin? I live 5 years down in South Florida. I get so tired of hearing, seeing Mercury, Morris, and these guys come out toasting champagne. And I that team that you played on in my lifetime is the greatest football team I've ever seen. That's the greatest team ever.
Well, yeah, I appreciate it. And the debate's always out there. I mean, I tell you, we played against some great 49er teams, and we played against some good Giant teams. But that collection, that one year, the unfamiliarity of the 46 defense made it even more opposing to the defenses, mm-hmm. I mean, to the offenses. And that really kind of personified everything. You know, you get a rookie in there and Fridge, and he kind of made a lot of people that weren't football fans. And that's the one thing I hear from that team. You know, a lot of people talk to us and they say, you know, I really wasn't a fan until that team, because I could relate with, you know, whether it was Fridge or Walter or McMahon. You know, it was that rebellious attitude that they brought to everything outside of the game. Once the game started, it really was a unified team that fought very hard together. And I think, you know, Randy will tell you, you can't win championships being fragmented. And that team certainly wasn't on Sundays and Mondays. Now, the, you know, Tuesdays to Saturday, that might have been the most dysfunctional bunch of people I've ever been around in my life. But they could get it together, and they all, as I said, had one goal, and it was a common goal, and that was to win a Super Bowl.
Kevin Butler joins us here on the morning show with Mark and Rennie on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. You spent, obviously, your collegiate career in Athens. Do you take a game day between the hedges or an NFL Sunday at Soldier Field?
Wow. Well, I got to go with between the hedges. You know, it's the excitement of college football is consistent. You know, each year you start, you have you know, such great expectations. I think when you get to the NFL, you know, you play those four preseason games or even five, and people have their mind made up, and they go in with, you know, kind of half expectations because they think they've seen what the product's going to be like. In college, it's all expectations and high hopes, and you know, the parents, the family, the history. When you get between the hedges tomorrow, it's going to be an unbelievable atmosphere. We experienced a great atmosphere up at Clemson last year, and I think the Georgia fans are absolutely ready for it. You know, we always believe we're going to win a national championship the day before the first game, and you got to see how the team performs to try to get to that goal. But, yeah, University of Georgia, you know, and I won't lie to you. If I was on a Chicago radio station, I'd say Chicago.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, as a College Football Hall of Famer and a Bulldog, what are you expecting tomorrow out of the Bulldogs against Clemson?
Well, you know what I'm really expecting, guys? I'm expecting to see a team that is a lot more confident in what they are doing. I think for the past 2 to 3 years, our defense has been nothing more than just confused and bewildered. They have not been on the same page. They have not been confident from knowing what their assignments are. I think Coach Grantham, I like Todd, but I think Todd was just, he put his team, his defense way in over their head. They, you know, you don't have the 12 to 14 hours a day to learn that professional playbook like the NFL does. And I think Todd was really expecting that of his players. You know, you're lucky to get 4 hours a day and maybe an hour and a half in a classroom. So you really have to scale it down, and I think that's what Jeremy Pruitt has done on defense. So I really expect to see a much more cohesive defense out there, guys setting quickly and knowing their assignment. I truly believe if these guys don't know their assignment and they're not confident in what they're supposed to be doing, I don't think Coach Pruitt's going to put them on the field, nor should he. I think it's you know, he owes it to the other teammates and the other guys out there trying to do their best to put the guys out there that are best prepared. I think Georgia will be prepared tomorrow. I think their offense is a dynamic offense, and I think that they have a very good balance, and I think Hudson Mason is the kind of quarterback that can take them to a victory and not really have to do anything flashy. I think he has to be consistent, protect the ball, make those accurate passes, and you know, you got a running game that's as good as anybody.
Kevin, we appreciate you joining us. I said this like 6 months ago, said it 3 months ago, said it 2 months ago, said it yesterday. Blowout city. Georgia wins by 3 scores. Big time.
Well, I hope you're right. Certainly, as we saw Texas A&M last night take down South Carolina, anything can happen in the SEC in college football. So, you know, you better be ready. And I think that Coach Rick and his staff have their team ready for a great game, and it's just going to be a great atmosphere to see college football kick off in Athens.
All right, Kevin Butler, College Football Hall of Famer, guy who played over 12 seasons in the NFL with the Chicago Bears and the 85 Super Bowl championship team. We appreciate you joining us on the morning show, and go Dogs, Kevin.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys.
All right,
thanks, Kev.